So first we're going to take a look at stars. And did anybody know that stars sing, that they make their own sound? Raise your hand. Has anybody looked on YouTube? Has anybody seen some of the videos that are out there? Okay, I knew there were at least a couple. Well, we can hear stars millions of light years away. And in this amazing universe created by our vast and eternal God, it's full of sound, not necessarily particles moving against each other, as my husband, who's a research science, points out to me, but it's actually something called stellar seismology, for those of you who are scientists. And we're going to take a look at a video that has distant stars and nebula and radio emissions from stars light years away. And NASA scientists are recording the sounds of stars with a technique called stellar seismology that kind of converts this radio emission into something that we can hear. And that sound tells us what's actually happening inside of the stars. So what we're going to do right now is a little bit of a guided meditation with a little star video. So if you don't mind, right where you are, if you want to, close your eyes. And let's just take a deep breath together. Even the worship team, we've been up here since the morning. Let's just take a deep breath. Holy Spirit, we just invite you to come here with us and lead us deeper into your presence and the wonder of who you are, God. So we're just going to take a minute to watch and meditate on the music of the universe all around us. And if you do have little ones that want to make their way to the light in the stars table, please feel free to do that. Otherwise, we're just going to listen to these sounds together. So go ahead, Sarah.
On tour in the skies, God craft on exhibit across the horizon. Madam Day holds classes every morning, Professor Knight lectures each evening. Their words aren't heard, their voices aren't recorded, but their silence fills the earth. Unspoken truth is spoken everywhere. God makes a huge dome for the sun, a super dome. The morning sun, a new husband, leaping from his honeymoon bed. The daybreaking sun, an athlete racing to the tape. That's how God's word vaults across the skies from sunrise to sunset, melting ice, scorching deserts, and warming hearts to faith.
The Creator, your rock, my fortress, liberator, consoling Mother, Father God. You are who you are, and will be who you will be, ever present help in time of need. You're the lover of my soul. You're the lover of my soul. Oh, the wonder of it all. Oh, the wonder of it all. to see you. Feel your breeze, your presence, how we need you. When will you come? When did you go? We try to confine you and wrap our minds around you, and yet your love surrounds us even so. You're the lover of my soul. You're the lover of my soul. Oh, the wonder of it all. 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 Does not escape us. Though you're veiled in mystery, the way you take us into possibility and draw us deeper than we ever thought we'd be. Oh, the wonder of it all. Oh, the wonder it all. Oh, the wonder of it all. Oh, the wonder of it all. You're the lover of my soul. You're the lover of my soul. Oh, the wonder of it all. Oh, the wonder of it all. Oh, the wonder of it all.
This song a few times during the service, and feel free to just make it a meditation, your heart's prayer to God. Thank you. So how big is God? Can we see all of God? Can we feel all of God? I've found that experiencing God is kind of like the waters in the ocean. And Matthew has used this metaphor before with us. We can't experience all of the ocean at the same time because we're finite and we're small compared to the ocean. But we can feel when it washes over us. We feel the part that makes contact with us. And it always changes with each wave, the temperature, the feeling of it. There's always more of the ocean to experience. You know, we could put on scuba gear and we could explore coral reefs, or we could put on some oxygen tanks and go to the deeper parts, even get into a deep sea submarine, into the really hidden reaches and the dark places. And so it is with God. There's always more to explore. We feel the waves of God's love, and God can give us peace or happiness or strength when we need it. And God washes over us like the waves in the ocean, showing us more and more of who God is and how much God loves us. So let's just take a moment to watch and listen to the power of the ocean and meditate on how big God's love is for us. If you have little ones, we have a table over here with some water play, so feel free to take your children over that way if that helps.
My soul, bless God. God, my God, how great you are. Beautifully, gloriously robed, dressed up in sunshine, and all heaven stretched out for your tent. You built your palace on the ocean deeps, made a chariot out of clouds, and took off on wind wings. You commandeered winds as messengers, appointed fire and flame as ambassadors. You set earth on a firm foundation so that nothing can shake it ever. You blanketed earth with ocean, covered the mountains with deep waters. Then you roared, and the water ran away. Your thunder crash put it to flight. Mountains pushed up, valleys spread out in the places you assigned them.
Thank you.
church with joy overflowing and peace overflowing and love overflowing in all of your glory.
Does nature ever speak to you without words? What does the beauty of the universe around us say to us? The color of the sky, the grandeur of mountains, the beauty of the Chesapeake. What does nature tell us about ourselves? Can we remember the last time we were outdoors and had time to really see it and be with it and be present with it? And feel it, to slow down and see the big world all around us still spinning. Can you go back there? Let's take a deep breath and take a moment to meditate on the way that we fit into this beautiful world.
God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I am an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. I look up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on the morning's wings to the far western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there waiting. And then I said to myself, oh, he sees me in the dark. At night, I am immersed in the light. It's a fact. Darkness isn't dark to you. Night and day, darkness and light, they're all the same to you.
How you love us, how you love us. Love encircles all around. Far above the highest heaven, ringing with the sound.
Let's just do that again.
How you love us, how you love us, love encircles all around, far above the highest heavens, ringing with the sound, in the falling rain. I can hear your name.
I can hear your name.
In the deep of night.
In the deep of night.
Stars sing out so bright. When the dark is here.
Okay, we've come to the part of the service where we're going to have communion together. And let's just try and stay in this moment, in this focus moment, as we just prepare to take communion. We've been talking about some wondrous things. You know, our theme today is worship and wonder. We've talked about some wondrous things, some big things. We've talked about stars and the power of stars and the way stars sing out. We've talked about water, the power of water, and the depth of water, the breadth of water. And we're going to bring that sort of enormity right down into the present moment, into our individual lives, into perhaps the small, finite aspect of our existence and our reality. And that's what we want to focus on for a moment as we take communion. Just think about it for a moment. We're going to take, we have different stations. You know, we have a couple here at the front where we can serve one another. We have grape juice, bread. We have challah bread this morning, as well as the gluten-free crackers, and the same at this central station here, this round table. And then the people will be serving at the sides as well. But if we think about what we do at communion, we take bread and wine. But we can think about the miracle that is in just the very physicality of these things we're going to eat and drink. It's grape juice, by the way, not real wine. But I think you'll see the point. We've got a few photos. You think about it. The closest star to us is the sun, right? We were talking about stars earlier. And all of our energy, everything on this planet, well, pretty much, there are perhaps one or two exceptions, but pretty much all the energy that we have on this planet comes from our sun. And that sun, you know, shines on us and beams all kinds of different particles on us. And then we have leaves that capture that energy, right? So, you know, trees and plants that other plants that capture that energy in this miraculous way called photosynthesis, that are somehow able to take that energy and combine it with carbon dioxide and turn it into carbohydrate and turn it into plant matter. I think we can keep going through, like wheat, you know, so the wheat that we harvest and then grind into flour to make bread has all come from the sun. So whether it's the challah bread or the gluten-free crackers, we're eating some of the energy of the sun. We're taking in some of that enormity, that mystery of that enormity as we take this bread. Same for the grape juice or the wine. You know, the energy of the sun is captured in those grapes. Those vines capture that energy. It's turned into fruit, grapes. And then there's a process that involves people. So, you know, again, it comes down to something very personal, that each one of us is involved and intimately involved in the enormity of what is going on around us, the miracle of what is going on around us. People pick those grapes, people crush them, people prepare them such that we, just like people prepare the bread, right? People are involved in harvesting the wheat and baking the bread, and it results in something beautiful, wine or grape juice. So as we take the wine and the grape juice this morning, let's just reflect back a little bit on some of the enormity of what we've been singing about and reflecting on, and the wonder of that, and the miracle of that. But perhaps something, another dimension to that miracle is the fact that God, the divine one, the other one, the one that's in many respects so different for us, is present to us right now, is even within us. That's something that Jesus talked about a lot. So as we come to this table with reflecting on the power of God, the sun, the water, but we're also reflecting on God within one another and God within us. And so to accompany communion this morning, just to sort of help us in this intimate moment, we're going to, a video will be playing, but it's perhaps the sound is what's most important. It's going to be the sound of our heartbeat, of a heartbeat. And we're going to play that in a moment. But maybe we could just be really quiet for a second right now and close our eyes. And this can be our prayer as we come to communion. We're not actually going to say a prayer. We're perhaps going to feel a prayer. And in the silence, be aware of your presence here right now. And we often do, a way of doing that is by focusing on our breathing. And you could do that. Just take some simple breaths in and out and be very conscious of your breathing. But perhaps go to another level. Can you feel your heartbeat in this quiet moment? Can you feel a beat inside your chest? You might even be able to hear it in some way. And perhaps we could, there's all kinds of reasons why our heart is beating, right? But perhaps we could choose to imagine that that heartbeat is the life of the universe. It's the life of God within us. The divine spark, if you like, that's in every single person. It's God within us, just as we are in God, just as we are in that huge ocean, caught up in the enormity of it. God is actually present and in us in this much more finite way, but no less precious. And we may feel that God couldn't possibly be in someone like us, or we might have all kinds of reasons for thinking that we're outside of God or God is not in us. Maybe we can just take this moment as we listen to our heartbeats to celebrate and welcome the presence of God in us. And as we come to this moment of taking communion, we can celebrate the fact that we are taking God in, that God is with us, God loves us, and we're going to take in this miracle together. So if you'd like to, we're going to really end the service with this, okay? So once you've taken the bread and wine, you can go back to your seat and just reflect. I'd encourage you to listen to your heartbeat. We're going to have that video playing, which will have the sound effect playing there as well. And just reflect on God's presence with you now and as we go out from this place. I'll round the service off in a little while after that. But just sit and experience it and feel it and be ready to go out with it into all that we have in store for us today and tomorrow and the day after that. So please come forward, take the bread and wine. You can be served at the front here, in the middle there, or go to the sides. Thank you.